Ramble.
Hello, and welcome to our episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm here with Becky.
Hello.
Maggie.
Hello.
Ariel.
Hello.
And we have a very special guest today, my mother.
Yay!
Betsy!
Betsy!
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Matt.
We're so happy that you're here to sit with us.
I'm so happy to be here.
Yes.
It's exciting.
Longtime fan.
Yes. First time guest.
First time guest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was it like for you to see Matt start joining the podcast?
I was surprised.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure he was going to do that, but I love
it. You didn't think I had a podcast voice?
No, I knew. No, you have it. All of you have very good voices. And you've always had a great voice, Matt. But I just wasn't sure that was what you were going to be doing. And
yeah. Why not?
You all give such good advice that I was like,
it's remarkable to hear your own son like giving very sage words of wisdom.
He
isn't
was
it?
Listening to me all those years.
He's a good one. Speaking of all those years, can you shed a little light on who is Matthew McClain?
Where do you even start with that?
When he was a child, was he a good boy or a bad boy?
Perfect.
A perfect angel.
That doesn't surprise me.
I have to say, he was very easygoing, happy, always happy, complacent. Mm-hmm. Whatever we were doing, he joined right in. He was not a whiner, crying. Aww. I mean, he was.
Matt, are you a younger sibling or an older sibling?
Older. Oldest.
Yeah. What?
Aww. Yes.
He's the oldest?
What always with a smile. Town. We're like, how do we get so lucky, really?
Probably wouldn't have had a second one.
I don't know.
How was Matt as a big brother?
Matt was very excited when his sister was born. He was, 3.5?
Yeah.
And he thought she was going to be able to talk and play with him right away.
Oh.
So he kind of didn't understand. And she was a colicky baby, so she cried a lot.
Oh.
And at one point he said, make her stop crying. Can you send her back? And now they're the best of friends. So
I wanted to name her Minnie because I was obsessed with Minnie Mouse.
Were
when
you?
I was little. So I was really upset that her name wasn't Minnie.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
So you would have been Minnie and Matt.
Yeah.
Matt and Minnie.
That's kind of cute.
Well, we just couldn't quite do that.
Not quite.
This close.
We had to use family names, so at that point.
But once you use it, it becomes a family name.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Minnie's forever.
Minnie is forever. Do you ever call her Minnie? Oh.
Sometimes, yeah.
Aww. Have you ever thought about naming one of your fur babies?
Minnie? I've never thought of that.
No?
Maybe. Yeah.
Not even like.
We've been going more towards food names.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Well, Emma?
Well, she came with a name. She's so old with her name, you know?
Yeah. She was attached.
Yeah. But, I mean, we've known each other for so many years now. I'm sure you have lots of questions for my mom.
I mean, all the questions. Every question about how Matt became the shining angel that he is today.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we've also seen Matt's sassier side come out.
Mm. Certainly Becky has seen Matt's sassy side.
where does he get that? Is that you or Steve?
Probably me. I would say his dad is very easygoing, low-key, laid back, which is good. And I'm a little more hyper and... let's do this now. Let's get this done. Oh, yeah.
I feel like I see both of those things in Matt, though. You know, like
when
Matt needs to get something done, he's very like, okay, you are doing this now.
Motivated. Yeah.
But normally he's just like super laid back, goes with the flow.
Yeah. I also get my yelling from Mom, too. She's the one that has the voice.
Well, we call it passion. It's our passionate
that's
voice.
Right. Well,
you are Italian.
You're Italian. Yes. So yeah, it's all about the passion.
Yes.
And do you think that it's that... Matt got his excellent cooking skills because you guys are Italian.
We did a lot of cooking in our household. We live to eat.
Mealtime is very important.
Important.
Did he get little roles at a very young age? Like, okay, this is how you're going to contribute to the family dinner. Go ahead. Or did he like kind of discover that on his own?
No, you were always involved. I love to cook. My father is a great cook. His parents were great cooks. My mom became a great cook.
Okay.
So, it was just part of our family. Mm-hmm. Christmas, we would go to Matt's grandparents' house, my parents' house, and make homemade ravioli from scratch. Wow. And so that's still a family tradition we carry on every year at Christmas time. And the seven fishes at Christmas Eve. And so
seven fishes?
It's a lot of fish. It's a lot of fish. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of cooking. What's the story behind that? Well, like the biblical story.
There's not supposed to eat meat.
Okay. Yeah, I know, but I don't know exactly why.
Seven fishes?
Sometimes we kind of combine and make a tupino or something.
We've kind of changed it through the years.
But so both Matt and his sister are really good cooks. And it's fun now because when they would come home from college, they'd say, Mom, make me this, make me this, some of our favorite dishes. And now they're like, I can't wait to show you this new dish that I've discovered.
Yeah, is it nice now when your kids are older to get to stay with them and be like, okay, here, Matt, you're going to actually do the dishes now. And you're going to cook for me.
And here's my grocery list.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's great to see your children as adults. And mm-hmm. functioning so well and happy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's really important.
You are a high functioning human being.
High functioning.
You're high functioning.
I don't know what that means.
It means that you're able to get a lot of things done mm-hmm. in like, you know, you don't procrastinate.
Yeah.
You, you're successful.
I mean, all the compliments.
Just manage to like. You have a family of fur babies. You take care of Eugene.
The fourth fur baby.
The fourth fur baby.
Yeah.
Were there a lot of rules when Matt was growing up?
I mean, I think, I don't know if I'd say it was rules, but there were boundaries and limits. I mean, they knew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's how kids thrive. I mean, once you set the boundaries and then mm-hmm. they can be themselves within the boundaries, that's the perfect situation, right? Please tell me that because that's how I'm living my life.
It is. I believe kids need to know yes, no, right, wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they can't figure that out on their own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you need to be the parent.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can be their friend. But when they're young, you really need to parent. That's what they want.
Seriously?
I mean, he was really happy, but you kids were busy. We kept you guys very busy.
Lots of chores.
You know, horseback riding,
extracurriculars.
We always had horses. There was a lot of work that went into that, and it was a family way of life.
Right.
As you girls found out.
Yeah. That's right. I was so shocked. When you're taking care of animals, there's a lot of work to do.
But it teaches a good work ethic as well.
Yeah.
That's what Mom always says. She's like, it's because you did horses.
All of their accomplishments.
Because you did horses.
I'll say it's because you rode horses. You know, you weren't hanging out at the mall or movie theater every single...
The mall was an hour away.
You had to ride his horse there.
But then you did other activities during mm-hmm. school. I mean, you ran cross-country track and you mm-hmm. rode crew.
Mm-hmm.
And
goodness.
You were in all of the school plays mm-hmm. and the musicals and mm-hmm. you took private vocal lessons.
Yeah.
Wait, Matthew... He's professionally
hiding your voice from us?
No.
You've never heard Matt do the very shrill, high-pitched song?
Yeah. You've heard it.
You've heard it.
Wait, there's like one particular song?
No.
It's one particular noise
he makes.
And he'll start. Yeah.
Matt, could you give us a little
bit? That's what my vocal training has been a little bit.
Scream it into the corner.
Yeah. That's the best.
I don't think I've heard that.
I don't think I've heard this. What is this? He just goes... in the background of almost any song.
Yeah, just singing along, you know?
The bops.
The bops.
You're doing like the soprano in the back?
He harmonizes. You've never heard him during Happy Birthday?
You know,
I'm just kidding.
I wonder if I sing too loud to hear Matt singing too. That's a me issue. We're going to work on that.
Betsy, so you said Matt was in all the school plays. He was on his horsey. Was he like very outgoing? Because I feel like when we first met Matt, he was very quiet. He tries to hide.
How cool he is.
And how loud he can be.
That's true.
He likes to pretend to be quiet. So was he like that growing up? Or was
he was.
Always
he was an observer before he would join in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He had to decide if it was a safe zone before he could join into anything.
Aww.
But then he really comes out.
Oh, yeah. Matt, would you describe yourself as an introvert or an extrovert?
I think I'm more of an introvert, but remember when we did the personality test?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Like, the observer is like one of the top scores for me always.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So did you guys grow up with rules in your house?
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Chores and, well, obviously yeah. rules, but like strict chores. And like,
oh, yeah.
Like, Becky does the dishes on Mondays and, you know, Maggie, you set the table every day.
He's like,
yeah.
I had no chores.
I had so many chores. On Sundays, we'd wake up. My mom's like, time to clean. This is your role. I was in charge of bathrooms. Yeah. I would pack lunches and someone would be in charge of the sandwiches. Someone would be in charge of snacks. Someone would be in charge of dessert.
Wow. Yeah. It's like a little assembly line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So you make it for the whole week.
Uh-huh. Well, no. Morning.
Just day before. My mom loves to clean. She just loves it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to take away her happiness. So I knew if I just waited, if I outgunned, outlived, I would come home one day and it'd be clean and we wouldn't say anything about it. And maybe do I still do this to this day? Whenever my mom comes to visit, I'm like, oops. Oh, darn. Floor's a little dirty. Oh, no. And Kim's like, don't worry, I got it.
Poor Kim.
Yeah. So I would say we did have chores, but I was not. I would say I didn't always earn my allowance money. You know? I would say sometimes I said, it's not worth it.
Would you be the type of person to do it like subpar? So you're like, oh, my mom's just going to take care, or she's just going to take care of it for
no,
me.
No, I would just stonewall.
Oh.
I would...
No attempts.
I would touch nothing.
Not sure.
Explains a lot, huh?
It actually does.
It's a game of wits. It's a game of wits.
Would you try to sabotage your brother?
Because
I remember my sister would sabotage me.
How? In what way?
What?
Like, I remember this one time when we had to clean all the windows because there were so many windows.
And your mom's smiling.
We cleaned the windows and then my sister went and put her face and her hands over the window after I had cleaned it.
Did you
and
cry?
And then mom got mad at me
because
I didn't do the windows because they were all dirty.
What did you do to your sister?
But then she realized.
What did you do?
That it was my sister because the height at which the face was on the window.
Oh, that is so
was my sister's exact.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really funny.
Yeah, we didn't really have chore lists. I mean, everybody helped out. I mean, it was a family affair, I think. Mm-hmm. Cleaning inside and outside. You liked all of the outside activities, though.
Not all of them. A lot of lawn mowing.
Mowing.
Oh,
yeah. Bush hogging fields.
Yeah, no more lawns.
No, built a tree house. You and Dad and Katie built a tree house.
Whoa.
Wow.
Every childhood dream.
Because you were originally in upstate New York. And then were you still living at home when you guys eventually moved to D.C.? And then to Florida? You kind of worked your way down?
Oh, it's a long story.
You kind of bopped?
We started out in upstate New York. And then we moved to the Atlanta area.
Oh,
and that's where we started with the horses. And mm-hmm.
horses.
You went to school until eighth grade, and then we moved back to upstate New York to be near family.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Would you ride horses with them as well, Betsy?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I grew up riding horses, and my dad was a polo player.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Where are you from?
I'm from upstate New York.
Okay. Yeah.
And my husband is too.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you do jumping and all sorts of?
I did equitation and hunter jumper.
Ooh.
Where Matt and his sister did three-day eventing, and his sister did a lot of games riding, Gymkhana events. Mm.
What's that?
They belong to United States Pony Club, which is a big riding organization, and it's kind of like 4-H, but it's for the English version, equestrian version.
Uh-huh.
You guys did a lot of showing and competing with that.
Yeah.
And we had a little pony that they started out on. And then we went to a larger pony. And then we had two or three quarter horse thoroughbred mix. And then Matt's last horse was a Sal Francais, which is a warm blood big horse. And he did very well with her.
Sal Francais.
So fancy.
My last lease was a warm blood. So big.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
A warm blood.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. She was wonderful. And you did a musical Cur a musical dressage ride on her and did very what well in a big competition.
What music did you choose?
Riverdance.
Riverdance.
Oh, nice. Because I feel like people now, they're doing like hip hop and, you know, all these fancy things. Yeah. But we got to go back to the classics.
Yeah.
So
Riverdance.
You dance?
I need more content on this musical.
Your horse dances. It's like ballet on horseback. It's like... At certain areas of the arena, there's letters set up in the dressage arena, and there's certain letters you do certain movements on your horse.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then you set it to music.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Which every day after school for a year, we were out there.
Practice. You got to practice.
Practice and putting it together. Matt choreographed it. I mean, it was
a lot of
fun.
Your
horse
choreographer. Yeah.
Yes.
You've never told us.
I did not know you did this.
Why didn't you do this for the horse video?
Yeah.
How could you?
What the heck? We could have had a choreographed dance to a Beyonce song on our horses.
Mom wants us to do another horse video.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in.
Ariel's been waiting.
I know. I was impressed. You all did so well.
I kind of feel tricked. As soon as they got on the horses, I'm like, oh, that's how you do it.
They had us go first, and we were like, wait, we're actually like pretty good at this.
Yeah, Maggie was then, like, I'm going so fast.
And then they got on, and I was like, oh.
And the barn and the horses were so nice.
And you guys had in your house in New York, did your horses live there?
Yes.
Because you had a lot of like land. Yeah. Like you were in like rural New York, right?
Well,
it's pretty rural.
Rural adjacent.
Yeah.
Outside of Syracuse, New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like in the Northeast, rural doesn't really mean the same thing because you drive 20 minutes and you're kind of in a town.
Right.
Mm. Did you have stoplights?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, okay. So it is different rural than what I'm thinking of. Yes.
Okay, so Matt, you are a horse choreographer, but Betsy, would you say that Matt is a good dancer?
I think his skill is with singing.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. Yes. Dancing.
You know, I don't actually see Matt dancing all that often, so...
So I'm not that good of a dancer. Eugene's the dancer, you know?
You don't think you're a good dancer? Did you take dance lessons?
No.
That explains a lot.
That explains a lot. You're getting some mom advice. You got to put the kids in some dance lessons.
Get the kids in some dance lessons.
She's like, Matt's perfect in every way except the dancing.
But he could make those horse dance.
Dance was not on our radar, I don't think.
No.
Growing up, I mean, he would play and dance. And
Katie didn't really even dance that much.
Well, she had dance lessons. Yeah. She, remember, did ballet and tap, and she really didn't like it. They did piano lessons and voice lessons and writing lessons. And
Matt, you want to take a hip hop dance class with me?
No, that's okay.
Whoa. Really? No, that's okay. You don't want to go to like Playground LA?
That'd be really fun. I'm not a very good dancer either. So I'm like, let's like up
especially
the ante here.
Dance, I feel like it's just
I could never.
Another level.
Yeah.
Because then you and I could go to a party and then we could do like a dance battle.
Just imagine.
I don't even expect it.
Clearing the dance floor.
Nobody
so she had enough room for her choreographed
dance. We only had to dance to one song.
Rally, rally.
What would it be? What would the song be? Actually, don't answer that. Betsy, what would the song be?
That you would dance to?
Yeah.
The one choreographed dance that he knows.
Matt's go-to dance.
I mean, mom did a lot of Zumba. So I feel like that's kind of.
Oh. My gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't do Zumba until we had an empty nest when the kids were gone. Because we were busy doing other things. But I don't know. I mean, the music you listen to is not the music most people listen to.
Hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, do you agree? You go to his house and he's opera playing.
Yeah.
Something Italian is usually on.
Or French.
Yeah.
So when Matt was in
Latin.
Ninth grade, when you were in ninth grade, I got a call from your chorus teacher. And I had no idea he was even in after school chorus. I thought you were practicing for a play. Mrs. Campbell, she was lovely, and she said, Mrs. McLean, Matt has not turned in his permission slip for a competition, a state competition. And I said, what are you talking about? I said, who is this?
Who are you?
Matt has a lovely voice. I said, what?
I don't remember that at all.
You don't? Oh. And then I went to meet Mrs. Campbell, and then you won the competition.
Wow.
Wow, Matt.
Yes. It was...
Just another trophy on your shelf. Yeah. Matt doesn't even remember.
So then,
he's such a high achiever.
Matt was, then you took lessons. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, well, he was interested in this. We'll do some vocal lessons.
Yeah.
And I had a student whose parents were producers and voice teachers, and they mm-hmm. had a recording yeah. studio in the basement of their house.
Whoa. Wait, so Matt, you're a recorded studio artist?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why haven't we gone
every year for Christmas? He would do a little CD of his latest songs.
What?
Only one.
Matt's
year.
Greatest.
Where are these CDs?
Matt's greatest hits.
Oh my Matt's, God.
They were wonderful.
Volume 25.
I need this in my life. Is this what's playing at Matt's house when we go over? The Italian opera. It's actually Matt.
I want that as my ringtone. Why don't we?
Well, then you were the youth cantor at church. Matt was like, I'm not going to church anymore. And then I can't remember. Sister Irene called me and said, would Matt be interested in being the youth cantor? And I said, absolutely.
Sucker.
Matt said, all right, then.
They're reeling in.
To go on stage.
Yeah. You know? Any chance to perform. Was it hard keeping up with all of Matt's yes. extracurriculars? Because you were also working. You're a speech and language pathologist, just That's like my
right.
mom.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is a very demanding job.
You
so
know.
I assume he sounds like he yes. was in every after school, before school, during school, you weekend
know,
activities.
It's like tag parenting. You know, I'm sure you feel it. You follow what your kids are interested in, and I think that helps.
Yeah.
What was one thing that I hated?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, hated?
Yeah.
T-ball.
Yeah. Ah,
why?
So when he was five, it's just
he was
so,
opinionated at five.
Yeah. There were a couple of things that happened when he turned five. He went to kindergarten and he was bullied Aww. By one of the boys down the street because you wanted to be the first one on the bus.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And his name was Sean. I'll never forget it.
Sean. Give us his last name. We'll find him. Call him out.
I'll tell you later. No, but Sean would let Matt be first. He'd push him out of line. And we had lived in a little cul-de-sac. And the bus would come up. And he'd be right out there first with all prim and proper with his backpack and his little lunch. And he had no front teeth.
So
he was so cute. And then Sean Butcher and I said, we are getting him into to ball or taekwondo, and you did taekwondo.
Aww.
Yeah.
And did you like that?
Yeah, I liked it for a while.
You liked it for a while until they make you do competitions, and then he didn't really like that part of it.
I couldn't break the board.
Aww.
I remember.
More of a lover than a fighter.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got a little scared about that. That was...
Yeah.
But you did it. You know, he did it, and...
I just remember crying at T-ball. I didn't want to do it.
He would run away from the ball.
What? He was like, I don't like it.
Which, anything that's like a contact
On the other hand, his sister,
lover, not a fighter,
is a great ball player and played softball in college.
She would throw the ball at me.
Oh,
yeah. That is one thing that I haven't seen you do very often is like catch a ball or play with a ball. Are you
Hate it.
Are you like
no,
not very coordinated, like hand-eye coordination?
No. Bocce that, ball.
That's
I can do bocce ball.
That's so funny.
Yeah, because I feel like
you are
volleyball.
So physically like active and able. That, but like the ball thing, because riding, crew, those are all sports that are like
cross
endurance
country.
Sports.
Yeah,
not ball sports.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's funny.
No balls.
Zero balls. We found your weakness.
But then you had
balls. We found it. We knew there was one.
But you had so many other things that kept you busy that it wasn't. You played basketball. You did a little bit of basketball in elementary school.
You
did soccer. I mean, we tried it all, but the ball was not his forte. That was not your thing.
I get it.
But you had many other things.
Yeah.
Didn't
you shouldn't feel too
face.
Bad.
Didn't want to get hit in the face, you know?
Is that
My
what it
beautiful,
was?
Beautiful
I mean,
his
face is so beautiful.
Still don't.
Still not into it. Have you ever broken a bone?
Ooh.
Mm-mm.
Never?
No.
Even Fractured. With all the riding and the... Not even a concussion?
No.
Not that I know of. Who knows?
I mean, you've been kicked and stepped on by a horse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh,
but not...
I sprained my finger once.
But that's like the most.
Yeah.
Not one broken bone.
He's been really lucky. No surgeries. I mean.
Yeah.
Wow. He is Miracle Matt.
That's what my family calls him, Miracle Matt.
He's the easiest kid ever.
What's Matt doing now? What's he doing?
Have you guys broken a bone?
No.
No? Mm-mm. I've fractured like bones in my feet because I'm clumsy. I'm pretty clumsy.
Ouch.
Yeah. God. But
feet fractures are hard to come back
I
from.
I know. Yeah. And they hurt.
You have to wear a boot?
I had to wear a boot for a little bit, but it was mostly just to remind myself to stay off of it. Because you technically can still bear a little weight, but like when I fractured that one, I was like, no more.
But yeah. Wow. Did you fall off your horse?
So many times.
Ugh.
So many times.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I had more concussions than I can count.
Oh, you
Which explains a lot, I know. That's why my memory's so terrible. No, I think I've had like 4 concussions.
Whoa.
It was usually from if a horse would take a jump before I was ready,
mm-hmm.
and then I would fly over.
Yeah.
And then I would land. But yeah. And I didn't curl fast enough.
So did you all grow up playing sports?
I played softball. That was it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Nice.
That was as far as I got. Oh, and I was on varsity badminton. Because you were allowed you were allowed to not be in gym class
badminton
if you were on
a
varsity
sport.
Mm-hmm.
It is an Olympic sport. Badminton is a sport.
Yeah.
100%. Huh. Yeah. It was hard.
Yes.
I did get kicked off because I stopped coming. I was like, well,
stop showing up.
If you can be on a varsity sport and not have to go to gym class, I'll do that. And then I'd be like, so sorry, I have to be in the play after school. Can't come. And they were like, okay, it doesn't technically count anymore.
Yeah.
And
I was
like,
if you don't show up.
Interesting. But I did a couple competitions.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's
What's the uniform?
We just wore our gym clothes.
Oh, okay. So like shorts and t-shirts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maggie, do you play sports?
She was water polo, baby.
I did water polo and swim in high school, but then I did softball in elementary. Yeah, it was hard. Yeah. But
it kept me in good tough sport.
It was probably like the best shape I've ever been in. And then it was all downhill from after that.
Oh, I don't think so.
I was like, I don't know, just like I could hold my breath so much longer.
Yeah.
I've tried like during these last 2 years to like go to a community pool and see if I can still swim as far as I can. And I'm just like, oh, I need to work up back to this again. But it was fun.
Yeah.
I had a really beautiful one piece bathing suit tan. Missed that.
Oh, yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
The big
hot.
Circle.
On the back.
Yep. Hot.
Nice.
Hot.
Yeah. Well, Betsy, we usually have our moms, Ariel and Rachel, our podcast moms, answer questions from the audience about things that they, you know, people are too afraid to ask their mom. So we thought it would be fun to ask you questions from our audience. You can be the audience's mom today.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Betsy, this person writes in, I'm in college with a roommate. Where should I cry on campus?
Oh.
I think, yeah. Okay. So let's go to campus life. You have your master's?
Yes.
Yes. When you were in college and graduate school, did you ever have a moment? Because being an SLP takes a lot of, like, that is like hard school work.
Mm-hmm. A lot of time.
Yeah. If you needed a moment to scream or cry or sit by yourself, where would you go? Where would you hide?
I would go to my dorm room.
Yeah.
Basically, that's where I
stay
would.
In the room.
I'm a quiet crier. I don't like to express my crying.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter can be wide open, and I admire that. I wish I was able to do that.
Yeah.
So, and there's a lot of people that can do that. But yeah. I feel, I don't know, I'm more private.
One of your roommates there, though, then where are you supposed to go?
Matt, where do you cry?
I mean, under a tree.
Under a tree.
The bathroom stall.
I feel like my
a shower crier. You know? I'm a shower crier.
Are
I love
you?
Crying in the shower. Mm-hmm. Oh, the warm water on your face. And then
it feels like
the
shower's crying with you. So you like feel less alone.
It's the best. It's a really good place to cry. Really good place
to cry. I just think if you just need to express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was able to do that more. I think it's healthier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you need to, you know, but I'm a quiet, you need a quiet place.
Yeah.
Into your pillow, in your shower.
Where do you like to
cry? I don't cry very often.
Yeah. Where was the last place you cried? In a movie? In your car?
In my dreams.
No.
Did you cry at the funeral? A little tear?
Yeah.
I think you had a little tear, maybe.
A little tear, maybe.
Funerals are sad.
Yeah.
Funerals are sad.
Yeah.
Betsy, let's stay on the school train. What should you do if you're failing a class?
Seek help.
Like a tutor?
That's a good one. Tutor.
A tutor is key.
Yeah.
We've had tutors in the past in our household, mm-hmm. and that's worked out. I had a tutor in math growing up. That helped that. Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
were you ever really good friends with your professors in college?
I went to an all-girls Catholic college undergrad. In the nuns, some of them were still learning habits. So I can't say I was really close. There was one that I really, really admired.
Okay.
Who was my clinical supervisor. But yeah, I mean, there was still a division there. They were not totally at that point taking you under their wing.
Sure.
Yeah.
That makes I could sense. See that.
Yeah.
And you went to an all-girls high school.
Mm-hmm.
And all with girls. The nuns.
The principal was a nun, actually. But we didn't have, nuns on campus, but back a few years before there were more nuns. Yeah. Okay.
I think seek help either from your teacher, your professor, mm-hmm. or maybe a buddy. I mean, we've done buddies before, too, that help out in school.
Yeah.
Study who groups may excel are great.
In that subject.
Yeah.
Everybody has a different strength.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Becky has a great memory of pop culture things.
That's true. So if you ever need to take a test on the latest CW trivia. Shows, I got you.
I think that it's just an indicator of other things that you're good at, like memorization. I can't memorize things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going away from school here. We're going to more like interpersonal relationships. This listener is asking. She's nervous to tell, or they're nervous to tell their mom that they have a boyfriend. Do you have any tips for how to handle cringy conversations?
Mm. Cringy conversations.
I think if you're open and upfront, that's really the best way. Mm-hmm. And I think if maybe you sense or may feel that your parents might not be as accepting, you might be surprised that they really just want the best for you. Be able to discuss it that way. And they want you happy.
Did Katie and Matt ever get the talk? Was there ever a sit down meeting of the minds?
We had a few talks.
Yeah, you brought pamphlets for the doctor's office.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, because she used to work in a doctor's office.
Yeah,
I had a practice in a pediatrician's office. Yeah. Yeah, I would consult with my nurses and say, how do we go about this?
Oh,
and your dad
my kids
is so,
are teenagers now. What do we do?
Your dad is so quiet that he... Yeah. I talked to you. He didn't really talk to you.
No.
And you were dad like, didn't. Oh, mom.
Mortified.
I got this.
Don't you worry.
Did you have it?
I guess so.
Like, was there somebody at school or something?
No.
Like
a health class or... No, the health system is horrible.
I want to know the hot takes on when you first met Eugene. And when did you first meet Eugene? Matt and Eugene have been together for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a while ago.
It was. I think you'd been together for almost a year before we met Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
And we had come out to visit and you took us to the Hollywood Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
What a great way. What a great, good place.
That's a good spot.
Yeah.
Good
and, I just didn't know what to expect.
Right.
Yeah.
And Eugene is a full force.
Absolutely.
Full force.
Had Matt ever brought a boy home before to meet you guys?
Not so much brought somebody home. When you were in college, we met some of your friends.
Yeah.
Has he ever brought a girl home?
No, that's like only us right now.
Mary had a lot of friends that were girls in high school. Yeah. Like you did not miss out on proms or anything like that. You always
Always had friends.
We always had friends to go with. So I didn't worry. It was just like he was just so happy and just that's involved. And it wasn't like you were isolated or sad. Or
it sounds like you knew who you were, like from a young age.
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Really?
Really? Tell me more about that. I don't know what that feels like.
I don't know. I don't know if I knew who I was or if I just, just live in the moment,
Had the confidence to just go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He did. He was always his own person. And I was like, who is this child? I mean.
Mom always say What was the story? What I would always line up at the wrong door.
So he was in a preschool. I think you might have been four.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Three or four. Yeah. And his teacher was, you know, just what anyone would want for a preschool teacher. Just so lovely and caring and smiling all the time and embracing all the children. And she would tell the kids to line up, and there were two doors in the room. One went out to the playground and one went out to the front entrance. And Matt would always line up at the playground door when it was time to go. And she said he just walks to his own drum.
He was always ready for playtime.
He was. There you go, Ariel. And he would always follow directions. And she absolutely adored you, but it was just the funniest thing. And I said, yeah, he does his own thing and he's happy. And she would say, no, Matt, this way. And he would comply.
Oh, fine. But it's worth a shot.
Always testing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're fast forwarding. You've met Eugene.
Yes.
You've seen, you know, it was about a year into their relationship. How have you watched them, you know, progress as partners, as, you know, collaborators?
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
Oh, well, that's telling.
Yes. It's, I'm just,
mom cries.
It's, I know, I do.
We'll find you a quiet room to go.
To see them be so nice to each other.
Yeah.
And you can see they love each other and they're happy together and they've made a nice life.
Yeah.
And a nice lifestyle. Yeah. And even though they may have some different interests, they have a lot of the same interests. Mm-hmm. But you want your children, you know, like I said, to healthy, happy, and be with people who love them, surrounded by people who are not always exactly like them, but that they can appreciate. And I think you two appreciate each other in different ways.
Bring out the best in them.
Yeah, and need each other in different ways.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I mean, because they are two different people, very different, as you guys know.
But complement each other so well.
Most of the time. No, so it is. And it's nice because we were able to be with Eugene's mother over Christmas and had a lot of these parent conversations. And it was very nice. And we're on the same page. So
what was it like for you when Matt started coming out into the videos where Eugene had the sort of, I feel like he did like a very blasé announcement on Instagram of like, oh, and this is my boyfriend of like 8 or 9 years at that point. But Matt started appearing in things more as Matt and not just.
Well, I just said, just an extra. Let me know. I don't want to be surprised by somebody else telling me. Just let me know ahead of time and I'll be okay with whatever.
Yeah. But,
no, I was surprised because, I mean, you had definitely followed a different path.
Yeah.
And I don't think this was probably your main goal early on, although you do very well. So obviously it's working.
Mm. Hopefully, we'll see. He's still on the trial period.
They didn't go back to consulting yet.
Yeah. I know. So, yeah, I mean, I knew at some point that Eugene could not keep it quiet.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You can only keep a gem a secret for so long.
Right? There
we
go.
Yeah.
But no, we were fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were fine with it.
All right. Should we have another question? Should we do an audience question?
Yeah, let's do audience question.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. We got a love triangle, a juicy, juicy love triangle.
That's tough.
Okay. So this person says, hi, I'm Rial. I have a problem. So my best friend, Tyrese, that I like, likes my other best friend, Kennedy. I'm known as a lesbian, so he talks to me about everything. He doesn't know I like him.
Oh,
okay. Okay. He asks me about girl problems and about Kennedy 24/7. I really want to tell him, but since I'm known as a I don't understand the phrasing.
Yeah.
I'm known as a lesbian. Hmm. He may think I've been lying. I've never really felt the need to correct people until now. So she's not a lesbian?
Sounds like she's bisexual.
Sounds like she, you know, her sexuality is on the spectrum somewhere.
I never really felt the need to correct people until now. By the way, I'm 15, so I'm a freshman in high school. He sometimes gets really touchy with me, which makes me wonder. He also laughs at everything I say, even if the joke is horrible. Should I ask him out or continue to help him get with Kennedy?
Hmm. I mean, he sounds like a good friend. because only good friends laugh at all of your jokes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Like Matt.
Yeah. That's a good friend.
But it sounds like she just needs to tell him that she's interested in men also.
Yeah.
And that will probably change things. You know, then he'll be like, oh, well, maybe some of our conversations are not what I thought they were.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she kind of needs to command her own narrative a little bit more. Yeah. She keeps saying, I'm known as.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I think did she say that she's a lesbian, so that's what everyone knows her as? Or did people just assume?
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Does like she identify as a lesbian?
Or? She never said.
She's known.
She just said, I'm known as a lesbian.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Command the narrative.
Betsy,
be upfront. Just yeah. tell them what you're feeling, what you're thinking. Because mm-hmm. people don't know. And I think when you're 15, you kind of assume that, well, I feel this way. You just assume that they know how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want them to know. Or you want them to think that you want.
Wish. Yes, exactly. You know exactly yes. how you're feeling yeah. and you expect them.
Mind
like,
readers.
Like with your yeah. husbands, your partner, whatever. You're like, why don't 100%. They know that I was feeling this way?
It's like, we're so in love. Why can't you just know what I'm thinking?
Exactly. And I just think people aren't that way. You have to tell them.
Yeah.
You know, you
they don't know what they don't
always know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Command the narrative. Wow, this one was actually really easy to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Command the narrative. Riel, you got this.
Aww.
You got this. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They said really nice things about us. Yesterday was my birthday. I turned 22 and my boyfriend had been hyping me up about my gift for a while. We watched these Greek mythology illustrated videos and particularly identify with two characters that have a relationship dynamic that mirrors ours. His gift was merch from the channel, two small enamel pins of these characters. He was so excited about giving them. So when he asked if I liked it, I lied. I really appreciate the thought behind the gift, but I don't wear or collect pins and I really wouldn't know what to do with them. I told him that much and he replied that surely I could just put them on display. He has given me a fandom gift before, a rustic looking necklace with a disc attached to it with a Hamilton quote. And I told him that I really appreciate him thinking of the media I like, but I wouldn't necessarily want to wear them as merch, especially with things like jewelries. I actually had a list of suggestions for my birthday, but he said he didn't want to just buy something off that. I feel bad lying to him, but also for not liking his gift. I don't want to be an ungrateful brat, but I am somewhat disappointed. What do I do? Do I tell him or not? Hugs from a torn girlfriend. Hmm.
That's an excellent question and very relatable.
It was very layered. Very layered.
Yeah. I appreciate the context because if it's like, okay, if it's just like a one-time pin
yeah.
thing, but there's a history.
This now. Is a pattern.
There's a pattern.
This is a pattern of merch buying.
Yeah. After the second one, I'd probably be direct and be like, hey.
Well, okay, so we all have partners.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I don't want you to buy something I don't like because that's a waste of money.
Exactly.
And I don't want things to go in the garbage. So.
But
true.
I have definitely given Ned a list and he's been like, I don't want to get you things off your list. And I'm like, but these are the things I want. Why wouldn't you buy them?
So you think stick to the script?
After a history of maybe underwhelming gifts, perhaps stick to the script.
All right.
I mean, you could also remind the person that there are different types of gifts. So maybe like, I would like an experience. So could you take me to this? Like instead of getting the pins to their mythology, like going and see a live showing. Or, you know, there's another way to celebrate those things that they have in common.
Yeah. Or do like pins and maybe something off their list. So that's like, okay, you want to be creative in your own way and think that I'll like this, but...
Right, exactly.
Do both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Double gifts.
More gifts. Betsy, have you ever gotten a gift that you were maybe not the biggest fan of?
Yes.
How did you handle it?
You know, I'm a people pleaser, so I will, you know, say thank you even if I don't like it. I think it's different with your partner because with your husband, they kind of learn and train them to what you
you have to.
So they know, you know, what you're going to like and what you're not going to like. And My kids are great at helping my husband out with gifts now. So.
Is Matt a good gift giver?
Yes. Yes. He's very generous. Yes. Both Matt and Eugene are very generous. Mm-hmm. And Matt's sister and her husband as well. They're we're very lucky.
Yeah. So if you were this girl, Betsy, would you tell your partner, look, I'm not into the merch. I'm a little disappointed. Or would you find, like, do you have a different approach?
I would probably say, you know, thank you so much. I like the thought behind it. Mm-hmm. But I really want this and this. And
yeah.
I can remember one time I got a shop vac for Christmas.
I was like, I feel like you got a vacuum once.
Is that like one of those air, like the space saver things?
No, a shop vac.
It's like an industrial vacuum.
It's an industrial vacuum that you normally use in a wood shop.
Oh.
And like we would use it, sometimes we would use it on the horses.
Whoa.
Shed them.
Yeah. Shed, and sometimes we would use it in the barn, and then my husband would use it out in his workshop.
Okay.
And he thought that was just a wonderful gift, and it was my Christmas gift.
So utility. Funny. Utility.
And you kids were so excited about it. So I couldn't be like, oh my gosh. I do remember that. But so now appliances and household equipment are off the list. For gifts.
Wait, that takes out a lot of gift ideas. So are you just drowned in jewelry every holiday?
I wish.
Steve, if you're listening.
No, he does very well and the kids help out too. So yeah. But no, that's one situation I said, I don't want vacuum cleaners and dishwashers and and that may sound a little snobby but for a gift, I think it needs to have, I would rather have something I don't like that's more thoughtful.
Oh.
Yeah. And I know there's periods through your lifetimes in your life that these are the things you need when you're moving and you're just starting out. That
right.
Those are fun things because we did do a washer and dryer 1 year for Christmas for each other when we were just, you know, married, but.
One of you bought the washer, one of you bought the dryer.
Here's a washer, both. Here's a dryer.
I think we just went together and said, this is Christmas. So, I mean, we've done that through the years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I just think you have to be upfront because nobody's going to know what you're thinking if you don't tell them.
Right.
Manage expectations.
And a lot of times if it's with, you know, like a partner or something like that, it really does have a lot to do with the thought behind it, you know? And so it sounds like this guy, he's very thoughtful with his gifts. And so my general rule of thumb is like, never go back and tell somebody like, I didn't like that, you know, like I would never say like, I'm not into the merch because then he's going to think like, oh, this one, you know, this gift that I thought was so great and so thoughtful, like failed miserably and that's going to make them feel bad. And like, that's not the point of gifting. And so, you know, then I would just do sort of like a going forward, maybe just nudge him in like a certain direction, you know, be like, oh, I really like this, or I really like this, you know, because there's a chance that he was left with like, no, although she did say that there's a list.
There was a list.
Oh, and he didn't go off the list.
There was a list.
No, because I was going to say, like, you know, left without any direction.
Right.
He went in his own direction. Right. And while it was very thoughtful, it might not have been exactly what she wanted. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, with a list, I could see that too, because Ned has actually done this before where I've given him a list and he's like, I'm not getting things off your list. That's cheating. You know? And I'm like, it really isn't. It really, really isn't. It's a, like, but he just thought that he, like, because the thought behind it is so important to him. And so then you have to get a little bit more tricky and like nudge or leave pages open on your computer or, you know, that sort of thing.
Plant the seed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But I feel like, Betsy, your general advice for all of us throughout this whole episode is just be very open and honest and upfront with people.
Be yourself.
Yeah, be yourself. And I think that's great. Wonderful advice from moms, you know, from moms to all of us, the children.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Be yourself. Be open. Cry in public.
Be open. cry wherever you want to cry. Yeah. Well, we've absolutely loved having you on, Bethy.
Thank you. So fun to be here.
Thanks for visiting us and sitting with us. This has been so fun.
I've learned a lot about Matt.
Uh-oh.
I've learned that he can dance, but he can sing.
Hey.
Somebody want to take it out? Take us out of this pop stand? Maggie,
go for it.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. This has been a really fun episode. Be sure to rate and subscribe, leave a comment, email our podcast email at youcansitwithuspod@gmail.com. Wash your hands, wear your mask, get boosted, be nice to one another. What else am I missing? Pee after sex. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.